You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is a late day on September 22nd, 2020. My name is Phil Bosman. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagic.com. I'm on Twitter at @PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, today was, I don't know when you're listening to this, but September 22nd is National Voter Registration Day, and the Orlando Magic held an event at the Amway Center inside the Disney Atrium to try and spread the word about voter registration and draw and get people to register to vote, as well as fill out their U.S. Census forms inside the Disney Atrium at the Amway Center. I was down there, heard from Steve Clifford and Mo Bamba. I'm going to let them speak and carry the show as they explain what they're trying to do and what impact they hope they've had from both their messaging inside the bubble and now that they are out of the bubble back in their communities. We will talk about all that coming up today. I'll provide some comments on what the coaches and players say. But to me, the big thing is their words. I'm going to let them speak for themselves. So I will play the raw kind of media scrum that we had with them. I do think that there were a lot of interesting things said and important things that were said in the process. But before we get to that, I do want to remind you all that you can check out all the great podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network by searching wherever you download podcasts for Locked On and the team you're looking for. Just like there's a podcast here covering the Orlando Magic with excruciating detail, there's a podcast covering every single team in the NBA with the same level of care and detail that you can find only from a local expert who knows their team best. You've got the Los Angeles Lakers and Denver Nuggets on tap tonight. You're probably listening to this a little bit later in the day, so if you need a preview of that game and or a recap of Game 3 between the Los Angeles Lakers and Denver Nuggets, check out Locked On Lakers or Locked On Nuggets. Plus, the Eastern Conference Finals starting back up on Wednesday. You can check out Locked On Heat and Locked On Celtics. Plus, our great national podcast, including Locked On NBA, for the national perspective on these series. No matter what your team is, whether it's in the NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, or college too, there's a Locked On podcast for you. Just search wherever you download podcasts for Locked On and the team you're looking for. The Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. Before we get into the media scrums that we had with Mo Bamba and Steve Clifford, I will first say I apologize if the audio isn't great. They had music playing in the venue, and we were all doing our best to stay as socially distant as we could, but still get the sound. So if it gets muffled a little bit at all, I apologize for that. But again, I think it's really important for, especially an issue like this, that we hear these guys in their own words. There's very little that I can add. I feel that certainly could carry a whole show, but very little that I feel like I can add to what they say. I will come on at the end and provide some content and some highlights that I think are important to note. But at the end of the day, I think that, you know, this is their message. I want to give them the power to deliver their message. But a few key notes before we dive into this. September 22nd was National Voter Registration Day, but that is just a day to celebrate and to push people to register to vote. In the state of Florida, and it'll be different in every single jurisdiction, but in the state of Florida, the deadline to register for November's general election, the presidential election, yes, but also several important local races in there too. The deadline to register is October 5th. October 5th is next week. Okay, maybe not next week, but it's next Monday. So we're 2 weeks away from the voter registration deadline. The first presidential debate will be next Tuesday, 1 week from today. So that is coming up very, very fast too. I point all this out because these are important deadlines. If you want to vote in the upcoming election, in the November election, you have to be registered to vote. You can do that by going online to your local county supervisor of elections office to search for your county supervisor of elections. They should have all the information you need to register to vote. This is important, obviously, because elections are important. Democracies are work. I think that this is just a general statement. These should be nonpartisan statements. Democracies are work. Democracies only represent those who participate in the process. No one's asking you to go out on the streets and protest. No one is asking you to do anything more than to research the candidates, do your homework, go to a ballot box on election day or during early voting, or mail in a ballot a few weeks beforehand and fill in a little bubble saying who you think should be your next leader. It is a simple, 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 simple act, but it is a vital one to the survival of any democracy. And this is not just a statement because we seem to be in some very trying times and some very divisive times politically. It is a statement of fact. Any democracy is merely a reflection of the people who vote in that democracy, the participants in that democracy. And yes, not voting is speech. And I'm not going to tell you if you don't, I'm not going to say that if you don't vote, you don't deserve to complain. You absolutely do. You know, your elections are messy. They don't always deliver ideal results or ideal candidates to deliver those ideal results. And so I'm not going to tell you that you have to vote. It is your right to decide not to vote. But it is still a simple and vital act to the survival of any republic, of any democracy, that we exercise this right to vote. And certainly, you know, for many, and honestly, I think it's just generally, a lot of people have gained a lot of civics lessons over the last 4 years, and certainly, you know, throughout their entire lifetimes, about how important and what impact voting can have on communities throughout communities, both locally and nationally, and certainly at the state level as well. These are important decisions. And while you may feel relatively small, Florida is a big state. You know, we got, 29 electoral votes. Florida is a big state, and it may seem like you have one inconsequential little vote. But remember, Florida was decided in 2000 on a recount election. The gubernatorial and Senate elections in the 2018 midterms were both recounted, decided by very, very narrow margins. So especially if you live in the state of Florida, you know firsthand how vital it is to vote, how important your voice can be, and what impact just one simple act of filling in a bubble, you know, completing a broken arrow or punching out a Chad. I don't think they use that anymore, but just in case they do, you know how vital and important that act can be. So again, I'm not going to encourage you and advocate to vote for a specific candidate. That is not my job. My job here, and I think the job that the Magic have taken under their wing here, is to encourage you all to register to vote. October 5th is the deadline. 1 week from Monday is the deadline to register to vote for the Florida general election in November. From then on, early voting will begin. October 19th, in Florida at least, so these are all going to be Florida, beginning October 19th, early voting will take place from October 19th through November 1st. Check with your local supervisor of elections office for your most convenient early voting location. If you live in Orange County, Florida, the Amway Center will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on October 19th through November 1st for early voting. Mobamba said that he will work a couple days as a poll worker there. He said he's willing to do whatever they need him to do to encourage, to keep people safe, as obviously social distancing and all that is a concern at the moment. But also to encourage people to vote. The Magic have made voting one of their kind of central kind of social justice movement. And voting has been a central part of the whole NBA social justice movement, because at the end of the day, and Steve Clifford will say this later on, at the end of the day, you know, you can have all the right conversations about how to push the country forward and how to improve the lives of your neighbors. But at the end of the day, none of it matters if you don't go out and have leaders that will enact those changes and enact those laws. And that's why voting is so important. It's just, it's a simple way to empower people to be active in their communities. And that's really, you know, the low bar that we have to clear first. Registering to vote is a first step. The next step is actually going out and voting and turning out to the polls. So all this is vitally important, again, to the survival of a republic, because the government is only a reflection of the people who vote. If you choose not to vote, the government will not reflect you in any way. Again, elections are winner takes all, so the losing side is not represented in the same way, obviously. But it, you know, there is that chance that, you know, you are part of a winning coalition. I come on here usually around election time. I've used this podcast as a platform for this, just to encourage people to vote. I don't care who you vote for. I honestly don't. I will admit, this election, I am leaning more toward one side than the other. And I do think a lot is on the line and a lot is at stake in this election, more than at any time in my short lifetime. But I will always consistently say, it does not matter who you vote for. All I care is that you, my listeners, understand the importance of voting and you participate in this democracy. And the Magic are certainly doing that too. Obviously, they exited the buses with the shirts that said, get off the bench, get into the game, vote. The Magic have worked with the City of Orlando as well as the Orange County Supervisor of Elections Office to have the Amway Center open for early voting in October. And obviously, it has been a front and center thing for the Orlando Magic. It has been a big push that Steve Clifford has been a part of, working with the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, as well as Mo Bamba has been a big part of the Magic's push to encourage people to vote. So again, all this is to say, Tuesday was a great day of action and a great day, to celebrate with the community our right to vote. And again, as I encouraged the other day, find a way to celebrate your vote. It is a simple act, but it is an important act for our government and for our society at large. So with that said, with that kind of rambling out of the way, we will hear from Mo Bamba as well as Steve Clifford as they discuss National Voter Registration Day. Before we get to that, though, got to pay some bills and talk about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Mo, just what does it mean for you to be here to encourage everybody to get out and register to vote?
It means a lot to me to see that I have a platform and that, you know, people are tuned in and they're listening. It means the world.
Have you voted before?
I have not, so this will be my first time voting. The last election, I think I was just turning 18 or just turned 18. And to be honest, to be frank, I didn't really know too much about voting. I didn't know how simple it was. It just seemed like, you know, a thing that only the people did. And I just want to encourage people who just become of age and who, you know, who are around my age to get out there and vote. It really matters.
As a first-generation American, what does it mean for you to be able to vote this year?
It means the world, because I know, you know, how hard my parents fought to be in this country, and I know how it is in other countries, so it means the world.
What's your message to people who are on the fence about whether they're
going to
vote?
My message is simple, just to get out there and vote. Just get out there, educate yourself and vote. You know, oftentimes people ask me, you know, who are you voting for? Are you pushing, you know, for one person or another? And I tell them that my message isn't necessarily who to vote for, but it's just to get out there and vote.
You said at the last press conference that when you were a kid, you learned about the importance of voting during, like, school elections and stuff like that. What do you remember from those earliest memories?
It was all just, like, class president type stuff. It was never really focused around, you know, actual elections. It was never a thing where it was like, all right, I'm excited to turn 18 so I can vote. But I've learned pretty much the basics of it, like, any type of democracy, whether it was class president or, you know, you're voting for a government official.
So when people come here to vote, register, what's going to be your involvement with the community?
Anything and everything. I'm going to remain open-minded, whether if it's, you know, as little as, you know, mopping the floor or making sure everyone's staying social distancing, or if it's actually helping people go through the process of how to vote.
Already answered this. It's hard to hear. Why was it so important to you to see this happen here at the Amway Center? Why here?
It just goes back to the platform that we have and how I can help the community as much as possible. I didn't necessarily feel obligated to do it. It's something I wanted to do. And I'm happy that the initiative started, and I'm happy that, you know, we got the okay.
You know, this is something that you pushed for, I think, what was it, in June? What kind of was the catalyst behind that?
Yeah, well, I think it was like mid to late May. I saw that the Bucks were opening up their facility to become a voting station. And then after that, I just kind of have been inspired since. And we've been doing things to get this really rolling.
Mo, to have the organization behind you where your head coach is out here along with you, the organization's opening up the building along with the city, what does it mean to kind of have that unified approach as you go through this process?
Yeah, it shows that the message is clear. We want people to get out there and vote. It shows how we're all on the same level and we all want the same thing.
Obviously, a lot of kind of the early messaging and certainly a lot of stuff happened inside the NBA campus while you guys were playing. What have you noticed about how the message that the players have been saying throughout the resume season?
Yeah, I noticed that there was a lot of frustration, and necessarily there wasn't really much answers to solutions. And I realized that, you know, decisions aren't really made. You know, decisions aren't great when they're made based off of frustration. When you have time to like debrief and really, you know, go over things, I think you tend to end up with a better solution. This is one of many solutions. I'm not going to say that this is the best solution, but I think this is one of the bigger ones.
Do you feel the impact of kind of the messaging that's been going on inside the campus now that you're outside, you know, able to get back out in the community?
Yes and no, because you know, while we were there, we saw another police shooting, but I think the awareness is at an all-time high. Now it's just a matter of making these solutions work.
That was Mo Bamba speaking at the Orlando Magic's National Voter Registration Day event at the Amway Center today. We'll have Steve Clifford coming up in just a moment, but I just want to pull out the last comment that I asked him about. Kind of the feeling inside the campus as they were trying to continue to play but still bring awareness of these issues and some of the frustration that was building, especially that eventually ended up with, of course, the sit-in by the Milwaukee Bucks and sitting out game five of the Magic series with them and the Magic Force joining them. Mo Bamba was actually not in the campus at that time, but you could clearly see that he could sense some of the frustration that was building within the campus and you know, frankly, you know, some of the powerlessness over what they were doing. I mean, we talked about it here on the podcast as this consideration was coming up, as Kyrie Irving brought that issue to the forefront and into the discussion among the players and the Players Association and the concerns that they had about whether playing basketball would take away from the very important cause of trying to create better racial justice and social justice in the outside world. And the players ultimately determined that, you know, they reached an agreement with the league, obviously, but they ultimately determined that they could get that message out best by staying in front of everyone and making it front and center within the NBA campus. And certainly that has continued. But, you know, undoubtedly the murder of George Floyd, or not the murder, the shooting of George Floyd, really affected a lot of people, certainly the Milwaukee Bucks, especially as it happened in their backyard, essentially. It affected a lot of people and made a lot of players question whether what they were doing was the right thing to do. And obviously they came out of the meetings, as Mo said, you know, kind of cooler heads prevailed in a certain way. They came out of those meetings deciding to continue to play, asking the NBA to, you know, be more active in this fight, including working, as Steve Clifford will say, working to make sure every building is available as an early voting center. Not all of them were able to do so, but very many NBA buildings and very many NBA facilities have been made available as early voting centers within their respective counties. Of course, the Amway Center will be an early voting center here in Orange County beginning on October 19th. I think that Mo's experience is very similar to a lot of young people's experience. Mo just turned 22. I think a lot of young people aren't as engaged politically. I think the last 4 years have changed that a little bit. And of course, we'll see what the turnout numbers are like after this year's election, because millennials now, you know, people born, I believe it's 1985 to 2000, millennials are now the largest voting bloc in the country, but yet they are not the most politically active voting bloc quite yet. People my age, I'm considered a millennial. I believe I was born in 1988. We will wield a lot of political power, if not in this election cycle, then in the next election cycle for sure, provided that we stay engaged. And so I think Mo's experience where, you know, he wasn't, you know, quite aware or didn't quite know how to register to vote when he was 18 4 years ago is a very similar one to what we've seen throughout the NBA. The report came out after, you know, as the players had their all-in meeting with, you know, players and coaches involved, that, you know, roughly only 20% of NBA players who were, probably 20% of NBA players who were eligible to vote, because not every NBA player is eligible to vote, voted in the 2016 election. It seemed like a kind of baseline goal for the league and for the Players Association was to make sure that every player who was able to register, because again, not all players are U.S. citizens, but every player who is able to register leaves the bubble or leaves the campus registered to vote. And Steve Clifford will say here coming up that he's expecting that player engagement and player voter turnout is going to be significantly higher in this 2020 election. Again, say what you want. These are millionaires. They are a little bit separated from society as sort of heroes and as sort of super wealthy athletes. But a lot of these issues, again, that they are fighting for, that they are dealing with, are issues that are very, very personal. I always seem like I have to remind everyone that, you know, what happened to George Floyd in Kenosha very much happened to Sterling Brown of the Milwaukee Bucks. He was, he was stopping at a convenience store. He parked in a handicapped spot. Yes, he was parked illegally, but then several police officers surrounded him, tackled him to the ground, and tased him. And very much threatened his career, threatened his livelihood. Thabo Sefolosha, who's been in the NBA for a long time, was leaving a nightclub, and a police officer chased him down, broke his leg, and very much threatened his career. And Thabo fought that, you know, filed a lawsuit, fought that case all the way through the court system in New York, and ended up winning. So Sterling Brown is still in court with the Milwaukee Police Department as well to settle his case. Or to handle his case for wrongful conviction. So these issues that they're talking about, and especially when it comes to racial justice, which, you know, voting is very much tied in racial justice. Voting is how you set these policies and how you set leaders who are going to lead these departments and guide these decision makers and decisions on what to do in these situations. These are all very much tied up. And so you could see, you know, how everyone is becoming much more engaged. Again, it starts with voter registration. Check your local county supervisor of elections office. Just search for, you know, here in Orange County, you know, Bill Cowell's office, Orange County Supervisor of Elections. You know, whether you live in Seminole County Supervisor of Elections, check those websites for information on how, check those websites no matter what jurisdiction you're in here in the United States. Check those for your voter registration info, what you have to do to register to vote, and please meet that deadline by October 5th. We're going to play our outro and some ads here. When we come back, we'll hear from Magic coach Steve Clifford.
Hey Cliff, to be out here today and not only have the support of the organization, the city, the players, you know, how much does it mean to have the unified approach as you try to raise awareness for voting?
No, it's what we all have to do. I mean, I think that when you look at voting is a complicated thing, and a lot of people don't vote because they don't have a way to register or they don't understand what they have to do to vote. So the more things that we can do like this to make it easier for even a few people to register, it's a big deal.
So the community, when they come here to register, like, what is the involvement with Orlando Magic, with you, with Mamba, specifically with the people that come here?
I think just to make sure that they're able to register and that they understand then, like, what the next step will be, so that they have clarity about what they would have to do so that they can come in and vote and make their vote count.
What's your message to people who are on the fence about whether they're going to vote or not?
Oh, I think it's your right, you could say it's your responsibility. You know, I don't think you can tell people what to do, but obviously, I would say this, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. You know, we need to make changes in our country about all these things we've been talking about, so there's more equality, in all areas, to me, from education reform to economic reform to police accountability. And there's so many things that we can do, racism in general. We can talk about it. All of those conversations are healthy, but the way that you make change is you change laws, you change policies. And the way you do that is you make decisions about the people who are making the laws, who are making the policies, and voting is the one way that we can all do that. That's how we can all, everybody can impact the way we live and play a part in positive change if you vote.
Mo is about to vote for the first time in his life. What impact has the last few months made on your team? Do you think there's going to be some first-time voters besides Mo on your team?
I think across our whole league, you know, the night of in the bubble when you had the meeting that I think everybody knows about with all of the players and all of the coaches. Doc Rivers gave a powerful speech to everyone and explained to the players that in 2016, I think only 21% of our players voted. And, you know, we're in a different place now. But I know that since then, registration on NBA rosters is now sky high. And I would dare to say that a much larger percentage of our league will vote this time.
What kind of an impact can having, you know, the organization, the franchise, you know, a team that represents the city, what kind of impact can you guys have to drive people out to vote, to learn about how to vote and all that?
Well, I think in my opinion, the two biggest things we can do is, one, open up the arena. You know, I think that the way the city and the county have worked together with the Magic and Alex and Jeff and obviously the DeVos family to open up our arena for early voting is the number one thing. In our league, all 30 teams tried hard to open up their arenas. For some, it's easier than others because they own the arena. And this, we're fortunate in that we have such good relations with people in the city and the county, so we were able to do that. And then the other part is, I think, is just social media. You know, the Magic, obviously, with all aspects of social media, I think we have over 5 million followers total. And then if you look at many of our players, Mo being one of them, they also have ways through social media to make people more aware of voting. So I would say those would be the two biggest ways.
There's obviously a lot of messaging inside of the bubble and inside the campus about, you know, social justice causes, about getting out and voting. Now that you're outside of the bubble, you've been out for a while, what kind of impact do you see those messages having out in the community at large?
Oh, I think it's played a part in keeping the conversation going, making awareness, you know, stronger across the country. I think if you look at all the sporting events, the WNBA, what the NFL players are doing, people are doing it in different ways, but it's important because, you know, I mean, to get the kind of positive, sustainable change that hopefully everybody wants, it's not going to happen overnight, you know, and it starts with getting the right people in charge, and not just nationally, it's statewide, it's locally. And I think that's one of the things that we all have to do, all of us, is educate ourselves on local politicians so that we know, you know, from every local office, you know, who are the best people for you, for what you want, for what you see your country and what they stand for, all the way, obviously, statewide and federally. And again, there's nothing more important than educating yourself about who the candidates are, what they stand for, and what they'll do if we vote them into office.
How proud are you of Mo and all the other players that are taking so much action to be involved in issues?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, you know, Mo with the voting piece, Michael Carter Williams with the police accountability piece. We have a number of other guys who are, I think, ready to get into the community and help with education reform. We've had a lot of talks about that as a group. Right now, unfortunately, the pandemic, you know, is, you know, slowing that down, you know, with everything, the issues, obviously, with your kids going to school, and a lot of things that we could do locally here in the communities. We're doing some of it, but not nearly at the scale that we will once things get more back to normal.
Cliff, we know you've worked with Desmond over the course of this, and you've been part of Social Justice Task Force. Just how enlightening has that process been, and just how much of a continued effort is it?
Oh, it's been incredibly educational for me. And I think that, you know, that's where it starts for all of us. You know, with our NBA coaches for racial justice, you know, task force, you know, I've told you before, we work with Brian Stevenson. You know, he's our consultant. And the one thing that he has said from the beginning is, educate yourselves. You guys are coaches. You're not politicians. You're not activists. Educate your players. Make sure they understand more about where the systems are at, and how systems can be changed. And you do that by working with the experts. And the experts in every city, in all 30 cities, they're the people in the grassroots organization. You know, I spent a day with Desmond and Sheena, his wife Sheena, and, you know, Neil a couple weeks ago. Just, they call it a day of giving, you know, where they just, you know, went to different places and give out masks and make contributions and things like that. And it's eye-opening. I just met the other day with one of the other guys that will be working here with the Magic, that we've met with Linda Lehman Gonzalez and myself, Miles Moraine, through an organization called Let Your Voice Be Heard. And the people are amazing because Desmond, Miles, and there's many other people in our area here, they dedicate their lives to helping other people, to making Orlando a better place to live. And, you know, really, it's educational, it's inspiring to be around people like that.
And the coaches have done a really good job as well, kind of backing the players up and keeping social justice issues and messaging on the forefront. Steve Clifford has been very, very active in the community. He went out with Desmond Mead on Desmond Mead Day to have a day of service in the community here in Central Florida. He has spoken very, very highly of everything that he has done, as well as the Orlando Magic have partnered with the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, as well as several local organizations as well. Steve Clifford, also a member of the Orange County Social Justice Task Force, or the Orlando Social Justice Task Force. So again, he is certainly still very, very, very involved in the process. I do want to point out a couple of organizations. I mentioned them a little bit here as well. Steve Clifford's talked a lot about what Desmond Mead has done with the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. This is the organization that spearheaded Amendment 4 in the 2018 midterms, which restored the voting rights to convicted felons who are nonviolent convicted felons. So, you know, not sexual predators or murderers or anyone like that, but people who have served their sentence have been released and approved to be released back into society have served their sentence, are back within society. There's been still, despite an overwhelming majority on both sides of the aisle, a bipartisan majority approved of Amendment 4, approved of giving these American citizens back their voting rights after they had served their sentence for felonies. It has been, unfortunately, a source of controversy, so the fight is not over despite this right being given back. The Supreme Court here in Florida determined that they had to pay their court fees and fines before those voting rights were restored. Again, a very, very basic right. The most basic right you have within a democracy is that if you are a free person, if you're a free citizen, you have the right to vote. These people are free citizens that do not yet have the right to vote, or have not had the right to vote restored to them. LeBron James and his More Than a Vote coalition or organization is working to pay the fines, through the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, I believe. They're working with them to pay these fines so that these citizens can regain their right to vote and vote in the upcoming election. The Magic have also worked with a group called Let Your Voice Be Heard, which is a community outreach program. You can learn more about the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition at floridarrc.com. And you can learn more about Let Your Voice Be Heard at letyourvoicebeheardinc.com. That's letyourvoicebeheardinc.com. Learn a little bit more about what they're doing to improve the lives of people within the Orlando community. Again, I want to reiterate the deadline to register to vote here in Florida is October 5th. That is a week from Monday. So if you are not registered to vote, go to your local supervisor of elections office. There's also numerous organizations that will help you get registered to vote. You can also check your voter registration as well. Make sure you're still on the voting rolls. Sometimes they do remove people for whatever reason. So make sure you're on the voting rolls as well. I vote every election and I always double and triple check as well. I'm gonna actually finish recording here and double check myself. So go to your local supervisor of elections office website, double check your registration and learn how to register to vote. Again, here in Florida, the deadline to register to vote for the November election is October 5th. Early voting will open at the Amway Center on October 19th through November 1st. And of course, Election Day is that first Tuesday of November. That's going to do it for me today, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Mo Bamba and Steve Clifford about the importance of voting and what they hope that the Magic can help get accomplished and encouraging people to register to vote and then eventually to turn out to the polls as well in November. It is an important issue that goes well beyond basketball and is certainly one that is very, very important. It is, I hope everyone considers voting to be nonpartisan issue, although I think there are some people who do believe that driving people to the polls and getting people out to vote is a partisan issue, and those people, frankly, just don't believe in democracy. If you can't win people's votes, then you don't believe in democracy to begin with. Everyone should vote. Everyone who can vote should vote. Everyone who can register to vote should certainly do that as well. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. We'll be back to talking some basketball on tomorrow's episode. But until then, for Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this has been Philip Rossman-Reich. I'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.